T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mike's on. He's ready to go. On the Fan. New York Sports Radio.
Radio. Mike's on. Mike's on. All right.
You know how many times I've been in a swimming pool? I've heard you guys do that a couple of times.
Yeah, well.
In the summertime, a couple of times, I have to admit, I was actually in the pool when I heard you guys do
that. Is that really true?
Yeah, listen, like I come home from playing golf and I go swimming, and I swim laps for like an hour. So I put the stereo on and I listen to it. I have a stereo, you know,
you're
out at the
swimming
pool.
Laps for an hour?
Oh, yeah, after golf. Yeah, I do all the time. I
all
swim
right.
every day.
God bless you,
I swim man. Every day. So it's a very good exercise for you. And it doesn't, you know.
Indoor pool?
Outdoor. Outdoor. No,
well,
I don't
you're not swimming now.
I don't have it. No, I'm talking about in the summertime.
Yeah, all right.
But, well, when you fill in for me, when is it? What month is it?
No, I know.
December,
I
July,
right,
August.
Right.
Next week, as a matter of fact. Joe and Evan here, folks, who now have to go
here
10
we go.
To 2.
We got to work
so
now, right?
Now you got an extra hour to go, but I'm sure that meant more money, so not bad.
Oh, are you kidding me? Chernoff came through
you
big time.
They backed up the truck. They backed up the truck.
Absolutely.
These guys are happy. They got an extra hour and they got a bunch of money. They're happy. They absolutely
what
are.
Happened?
We have the best. Let me tell you something. Seriously, we have the best shift there is. There's no doubt.
Oh, yeah.
No, we really do.
You know, we've been talking about it. We're going to really miss you. Like, I hate to say it.
Yeah.
We're getting emotional.
No, seriously, you really retiring?
No.
You can't retire.
You know, I still do something. I mean, I don't know what I'm going to do yet. But
what are we going to do without you around?
I don't know. You know, you're going to come out at 12:30 and walk around the building like you do every commercial, and I won't be there.
I'm be very concerned about
that's
that.
That's it. Who's getting the office? Are you guys getting my office?
No.
Office. No. Journey, who's getting my office? We'll see.
We'll see.
I've heard who's getting it. Would you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
I've heard the rumors. I think Boomer may.
That's what I'm hearing.
Is Boomer getting my office?
I'm hearing that.
Why does Boomer need my office? He already has one.
It's bigger. What do you mean? Right. Why did you get Imus's office? Think about that.
I didn't. Chernoff
did. Yes, you
did.
No, what are you talking about?
You know, when I first went to the building, I thought I was getting the one with the windows, and then Cherny took it,
said,
I can't take it away from him. So yeah. I didn't.
You know, our office, we share it with, like, the rest of the building, our office.
Yeah,
you
but
know
you're only one, but your office is about 10 feet from mine.
Oh, we're right next to right next
so
to
it's
you.
Not like it's, yours is about the same size as mine.
Well,
no, it's
Well, I mean, we got, like, 14 people in it. You
well,
only
I didn't
got
say,
one.
Listen, I only got one, but you got, but
I mean,
it's still the same size, though.
It's not the same size. It's a quarter of the size.
Well, listen, I'll tell you what.
We're not complaining, though. We love it.
I'll tell you right now, I'm giving the keys to you guys, the heck with Boomer.
Okay. Really? Is that right?
That's right. So you guys are getting the key.
So we're getting the office.
It's yours.
Wow. Did you hear that, Mark?
I am bequeathing.
No, you heard that. Wait a minute.
I am giving him the office. I am bequeathing you the office. That's it.
Who's better than you, Mike?
That's it. Charney's shaking his head. Charney, let him have it.
Thank you.
No shot.
That's it.
But how much, what are we going to do without you? I mean, you're like the buffer. No, you're like the buffer.
Right.
We got to find a new buffer.
Yeah, you'll need a new one. You do.
We do.
Yeah, you need someone to go say, listen, they won't let me do this.
Right.
Can you go talk to them?
That's exactly right. Well, not they. It's Mark. I mean, that's be real.
And I go say, Charney, let him do this, and that's it.
That's right.
Boomer. Not doing that for us.
No,
it's all Boomer, but he's not doing it for us.
No. We're going to work on that, but you know,
we got to find someone.
Well,
we're going to
or do it yourself.
Well, I try to do that. It doesn't always work when I do that.
All right. Well, they call me and then I'll do it.
Right.
That's what they do.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to call Mike
and that's it.
But what are you going to do with yourself now that you're retired? And what are you going to Florida next week?
I'm going right after Christmas. So play
after Christmas,
day after Christmas, I go. I would never spend Christmas except up here. I can't spend Christmas in the hot weather. It's like it's not Christmas. You know what I mean? You go down in a department store. It's like 80 degrees. It's stupid. It doesn't feel like Christmas.
I can't wait for the day I'm spending Christmas down in.
See, not me. Not Christmas though. I always come back for Christmas. I like the cold weather on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. That's enough of it, though. 2 days.
No, I understand. No, no, I understand.
That's it. Yeah, like then I'm ready to go and see 80 degrees.
Right,
absolutely.
Right. So, where you playing? Bay Hill?
No,
Sawgrass. Where you playing?
Absolutely.
Doral?
Absolutely. First time. That's it. Sawgrass right away. Right to
the
Sawgrass.
Island Green, 17. I can see it right now.
You know what? I've always wanted to play
Pitching
that.
Wedge.
I've always wanted to play that.
Oh, of course.
And I've never
you
been there.
Take a shot there.
I want to go play there. Maybe I'll do that this year because I really would like to play that hole.
You should.
Absolutely.
You should.
You can't. And you can't go in the water the first shot. You can't.
No,
you
know? No.
The first time I went to Pebble.
You played
and
Pebble?
And I got to 7.
He played
absolutely.
Pebble with Dog, right?
Yeah, Dog and I played Pebble. I got to 7. I said, Dog, you can't mess
that's
up 7.
That's the short
7.
Par 3
right,
down
right.
the hill?
Absolutely. So,
right,
and if the wind blows, it's a harder shot. But we got that day, no wind.
Right.
So I said, took out pitching wedge. And I said, Dog, can't mess this shot up. I was about a foot off the green on the rough, and I was mad that I didn't make it on. I was off the green about a foot. So I could still putt it, but I wasn't technically on the
green. Did you at least get the par?
I got a par, yes. Okay. Absolutely.
You know, I got a hole in one this year. Did you know that?
Did you really?
I swear to God.
What club?
Driver. 176-yard par.
You had a driver, a hole in one?
Yeah, 176-yard. What do you think? I'm just Dustin Johnson?
Into the hole?
What do you think? I'm hitting 300-yard drive?
No, but still, you know how hard it is to put a driver
into
the hole?
What a thrill. That was, I'm telling you right now.
How much did it roll?
It hit the green and rolled, and I didn't realize until I got to the green. I was swearing, how is this not on the green? And then just for, you know.
It was in the hole.
It was in the hole.
176 yards.
176
yards. I have never had a hole in one.
Anybody could do it if I could do it.
I've never had one. All right, we have a guest. All right, so listen.
We're leaving?
Thanks very
We're
gonna
much. We're going to miss
you, bro. Big hand for thank Joe you. And Evan. Thank
can
you. Good you. Luck to you guys, really.
Thank you.
Miss you guys.
By the way,
thank
can
you.
I just say this, Mike?
Yeah.
I want to thank you for everything.
That's
Because I'm
thank
not
you.
Here without Mike Francis.
Well, thank you very much,
God
Joe.
Bless
thank you,
bro.
Joe and
thank
Evan.
You,
they do a great job in the midday, absolutely. And they get in my office, I'm telling you. I'm going to leave him the key. That's it. Heck with Cherney, I'm leaving him the office. All right, next guest, would you sign in, please? Welcome.
Hey, Mike, this is Tiki. How come I can't get the office? I'm sitting out in the cubicle
Wait, Tiki
here.
Tiki wants the office, too. I got to give it to the guys on my on FAN first,
I hear
Tiki.
You.
So,
I hear
you.
You
know, I got him. So,
I don't need it. I can sit in my studio.
There you go. So Tiki Barber joins us. Welcome, Tiki. How are you?
I am good, Mike. I got to tell you, back when I was playing and I would come on with you and we had some epic battles back in the day, I always got nervous. And it's weird. I'm sitting here, and this will be the last time I'll be on with you on WFAN. I'm sitting here getting nervous. I don't know why I do. You make me nervous, Mike.
Well, listen, the best one I remember, Tiki, ever, Dog and I made the dumbest decision in history is when we did 24 straight hours, okay?
Oh,
and we did it from Rockefeller Center. And about 1 in the morning, you were in Israel for some reason.
Yep.
And you came on from Israel, and you and Dog got in a screeching fight at 1 o'clock in the morning. And Dog yelled so much that at 3 o'clock, he ran out of gas. I had to let him go sleep for 2 hours. And I had to do the show by myself because he actually almost like, you know, went unconscious on me. He was like, couldn't do it anymore because he expended so much energy yelling at you from Israel. You remember that fight? You guys, all night you were screaming
at
each other.
I do, because that was near the end of my career, Mike, and that was when I had met Shimon Peres, and he invited us to Israel. So me and Leb Seltzer and our crew went over there. But it was, you know, we're getting ready for the season. It was the off season, so I forgot what he got mad at me about.
I don't
about.
Know. You guys, I remember that.
I think it was just because of the fact that I was in Israel and not getting ready for the season.
I don't know what it was.
Which ultimately
was
ended up being my last season.
Well, listen, you had a great career, and now you're in the midst of another one. How are you enjoying this? Are you enjoying the everyday sports talk stuff?
I am, Mike, but you know I started this thing back in 1999 doing the overnights over there in Queens and scared as hell as a kid from Roanoke, Virginia, going out to Queens at 10:30 at night to do a show with Joe, who was just on with you guys.
Yep.
But I do love it. It's been 5 years now that me and BT are on the network, CBS Sports Radio.
It's been 5 years already?
5 years on the national network, and it's been fun, man, and it's unique, but it allows me to be me. I can talk and not get stuck in a little, you know, a 10-second snippet or a 2-minute snippet that I'm used to being looked at as a former athlete.
Which is what TV's about, unfortunately.
Yep.
Absolutely. Well, listen, Tiki, I appreciate you coming on. Good luck to you in the future.
My pleasure. Good luck and blessings
you
to you, Mike.
Much.
Be good,
thank
man.
Thank you. Thank you, Tiki. Tiki Barber, thank you very much. Next guest is with us. Welcome.
Mike, I got to go back 14 years, about 14, 15 years, and I was working at the Fan for just a little bit, and I got the vaunted update. I got the vaunted – my dog is going crazy. Shut up, dog. My vaunted update shift at 5 o'clock with you and dog. I was the most nervous I ever was in my entire career, but I got through it, and you guys said nice things about me, and amazingly enough, I've done all right. So I owe a lot to you. It's Kevin Burkhart, man. Congrats to you. An amazing run. You're the best.
Well, listen, Kevin Burkhart, who has had we've had some guys come through who have had a lot of success, Breen, Iron, but Burkhart's rise to fame, and Dog was so enamored with Burkhart as an update guy, it was amazing. I mean, I never saw Dog so, he loved you, as you remember, and he was so excited when you would do updates with us, and you have really, you know, gone on to have a tremendously successful career, so congratulations, it's nice of you to call, Kevin, and really, from your days, I remember when you were selling cars, right?
To
you doing the updates for us, which I remember, then you going over to work for the Mets doing SNY, to now being one of the big names at Fox. You've had an amazing rise in the last decade.
Mike, listen, you're the best. As a Jersey kid growing up, like I live for you, listen to you, get a chance to work with you with a dream. And I'm telling you, still out in L.A., I still stream the show, so I'm going to miss you, man. You're the best.
Well, listen, I know I watch you all the time, so, I watch you with A-Rod, and A-Rod's always texting me after he's on with you guys. So, A-Rod's one of my texting buddies, so he's always sending me messages. So, and he gets a kick out of you. He loves that, when you guys are doing that baseball stuff together. And I watch you doing all the football and everything. It's your time of year. So, first of all, congratulations on all your success. Although you have gone Brentwood on us, right? Aren't you living in Brentwood now?
I'm in Hermosa.
He's in Hermosa Beach. That's not too bad either. So you're gone California on us, which, you know what? It's a nice place to live. There's no question about it. So I hope you're enjoying yourself.
Hey, Mike, I am. And seriously, congrats to you. It's an amazing run. I mean, it's not only sports radio in New York, but the whole country. It's there because of you.
Thank you very much. Nice of you to call, Kevin. Thank you.
See you, my friend. Be well.
Thank you. Kevin Burkhardt from Fox, and he really had a meteoric rise. All right, we have another call already. Let's go.
Yeah, this is Jim from New York. First time, long time. And I just want to tell you, you're the best. I got a show on CNBC. My name's Kramer. I've been on for 12 years. Everyone thinks I have a long period that I've been on. It's nonsense. You are the king.
Well, I can't hear who this is. Who is this?
It's Kramer. It's Kramer. Hey, I'm Kramer.
Oh, Jim Kramer. I couldn't make out your voice. I couldn't hear what name you were saying. Welcome, Jim. How are you?
I'm so excited to talk to you.
That's right. You were speaking so fast, I couldn't make out who it was. I was saying, who is this? Now I know who it is, of course. I watch you. When I come in at 5 to 6, I put on your show. I watch the open every night at 6 before I go back in to do my last segment. So you've been doing that show how many years now? 10, 11 years?
12 years. It's supposed to be a long time.
It is a long time.
I got my composure now. I was just so excited to get through to you because it means a lot to me because you're an idol. You were the first person who ever had honest opinions. And you told it like it is. And that's what I try to do with stocks. And you've emboldened a lot of people to tell the truth and do it without worry. And I love you.
Well, thank you. And, Jim, thank you. I'm coming over there Monday and I know you're coming on the show Monday, they told me, so I'm looking forward to being over there with you guys and you being there. It's nice of you to come in on Monday to do that because 12's not your usual time. I mean, you're on at 9:30. I see you every day at 9:30, and then I see you again at 6, so you're there all day. I mean, I don't know when you sleep because you're there at 9 o'clock in the morning. I watch you with favor every morning. You're on there before the market opens, and then you're on there again at night, so, I mean, you do an amazing amount of work every day, and your energy level and your passion for it is unbelievable. You know that, and you know every stock they ever mention, which is unbelievable.
Well, may I have as much passion as you had on the first day and right now, because it's a blessing, and I want to bless your family, and I love you.
Thanks very much. Good luck to your Eagles. Are you in mourning, or are you still confident?
Well. I've been in rationalization mode. I've been rationalizing that Foles was once an MVP in the Pro Bowl and had a great touchdown interception. But I'd be lying to you if I didn't tell you that I thought that I'm real nervous. I'll go this Sunday. Mike, I'm nervous. I know that sounds ridiculous, but I'm nervous.
Well, listen, they've had a great season. That was a big win last week, and that was heartbreaking. My brother John's been an Eagle fan since the days of Roman Gabriel, so I know how Eagle fans had to win that game, come from behind and win that game against the Rams, and then have the injuries that they got. It was just heartbreaking. It really was to know that he was out for the season. But, Jim, thank you. I'll see you Monday. I'll be over there to see everybody at noon on Monday on the show. I know they told me you were coming on, so I'm looking forward to it. Thanks for calling in.
I'm honored to be seeing next to you Monday. I love you. You're the greatest. And see you Monday.
Thank you, Jim, very much. Jim Kramer, one more, and then we're going to break. But that was it. His phone line was such I couldn't make out the voice. So that's why Jim Kramer does a great job. You see him on CNBC. He's on there in the day, at night, in between. He's got a show at 6 o'clock every night. The guy is unbelievable, and he's as passionate as anybody could be. All right, one more before we break. They tell me, welcome.
Mike, you've been yelling at me about the Yankees for 17 years. I'm sorry I only brought you one World Series championship.
Yeah, that's not enough, Sweeney. It's not enough. Sweeney Murdy joins us. One is not enough, no. Sweeney. You know, Susan clicked him out like it was clockwork, Sweeney. So, you need it. Now, maybe with this new run here, with this new group, you might be ready to knock a couple off.
I like to think I am the Bill Cowher to Susan Waldman's Chuck Knoll.
That's good.
That's still pretty good, right?
Yeah, that's not bad. That's very true. It took him a while to get one, a couple of heartbreaks along the way, but he got one. And then and this era right now, how surprised were you? I know you weren't surprised by Aaron Boone, but were you shocked that Stanton wound up with the Yankees?
Yeah, I think so, because the way it played out, you know, the way it played out was he was controlling with the no trade. And all you heard was West Coast, West Coast. It came down to Yankees and Dodgers, where it was really his only two choices. And he kind of fell in the Yankees' lap. It's going to make for some exciting games, for some long games, and a lot of AL East nightmares for the teams that aren't ready to go toe-to-toe with the Yankees anymore.
Yeah, the Yankees are back to being rock stars again now. You know, it's been a while. The kids grew up last year, which was a good feel-good story, but now they're back to being rock stars again. We're going to have a new era of that now. It's going to be the big, bad Yankees all over again now that Stanton's there.
It's really a good way to put it. Rock stars is what they used to be. Rock stars is what they are again. You and I talked about them for a number of years. When I started covering the Yankees in 2001, you probably didn't need to put me on the air very much because I wasn't going to be able to tell you very much that you didn't already know. But you and Dog put me on, and you gave me instant credibility by putting me on as much as you did. Even when you yelled at me, it was really good radio, and I didn't take it personally. Everybody else kind of did. I said, you know, this is a sign of respect. You're putting me on. You're letting me give the information and my opinions and whatever else I have. And just because you yell at me, well, you're showing me. I always thought you were showing me respect when you yelled at me.
Well, you got it.
I thank you for letting me have the credibility.
Well, you got it and the other people didn't, because if the way we would show a lack of respect is if you didn't get on. If you're on the
show,
don't worry if we yell at you, because if we didn't have respect for you, you wouldn't be on the show. So that's what
is the way to
judge it, and you were always on the show, so you don't have to worry about it. That's it. So,
I always think people should know, too, that you were a good teammate to me, because there were many times over the years where you had a tidbit that you would give to me that I would then track down and help get a story on the air.
Yes.
You could have put it on yourself, but you knew that the Yankees were my beat. You knew it was important for the radio station to have me put that information on the air. And you're a good teammate that not a lot of people know about that. So thank you for that, Sweeney. And for everything else over the years.
Thanks.
Big part of my career, and hopefully people stop talking about our one incident and recognize that we both had very long, successful careers.
Thank you, Sweeney, very much. Oh, yeah, we were talking about the 12 seconds where they say I fell asleep. I'm not worried about that. That never bothered me. It really never did, I swear. People think it did. It never did. I mean, you know what? I've been on the air for 30 years. I wasn't worried about, 2 minutes or 1 minute. But Sweeney's done a good job, and we wish him well. He's been there a long time. Still needs to win some more championships, though. He's only gotten one. All right, they said one more guest now before we break. Go ahead. Welcome. Who's there?
Mike, hi. Steve Phillips calling. Congratulations.
Steve, how are you?
I'm doing terrific. Congratulations on an amazing run and changing talk radio and all around the world. And certainly an honor to call in and wish you all the best of luck.
Well, Steve, you know, you really have had, you know, I don't know how many years ago, I remember the day you came in and had a meeting with Mark and myself and said, I want to get into this business, you know, and you wanted to change and get into this business. I don't remember what year that was, maybe Cherney does, but you've had a terrific career since then. You've done it. You've really, you've made it a real big success story, and you've been doing it a lot of time for a long time.
Well, listen,
so congratulations.
I appreciate that, but I also want to pass on my gratitude to you. And you know, when times were dark, you gave me an opportunity. We actually came on and talked about the tough place I had been in, and opportunity to have some healing, and also, you know, just accept responsibility. And you've always shown empathy, not only for me but for others who have had some tough times in the past. And that idea that certainly New Yorkers, you know, like the recovery story, the bounce back story, and people who could pick themselves up and recover from things. And you offered me an opportunity back in the day, and I'll never forget that.
Well, listen, thanks very much. Nice of you to call, Steve. I hope you're doing well. I know you are, so thanks very much, and I appreciate it. Thanks for coming on.
You bet. Congratulations again. All the best.
Thank you, Steve Phillips, who's been part of this business now for a long time. Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.